Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined now by Jessica Evil Eye, who's going to be part of the UFC 180. And she joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Jessica. How you doing? Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm enjoying some awesome Mexican coffee and getting my hair done before I go downstairs for some press and a live square off with Leslie. It's the final countdown, so I'm ready.
That's what guys never see. We interview male UFC fighters. They never say, I'm getting my hair done. They may drink some Mexican coffee,
but right.
I'm not getting my hair done before I go down for some press work.
Look good, feel good, fight good.
Yeah, you know, something that's not a bad point. Ali did that his entire career, so you know, maybe you're onto something there. Let's talk about 180. you know, your matchup and your the fact that you're a very marketable commodity for UFC has really started to come into play. Talk about that a little bit and your progression as a fighter.
Man, I'm so excited. Like, the fact that you just said, you know, something about Ali. On my way here, I watched I Am Ali documentary, and I remember part of the movie where he says to his daughter, he goes, honey, what's your purpose? What's your purpose in life? What are you, you know, the sun has a purpose, the moon has a purpose, the grass, the cows, everything has a purpose. What's your purpose? And I feel like my purpose is to be the next champion in the UFC. And it all starts with, you know, winning on Saturday. And my purpose is that. That's why I'm here. That's Jessica Evil Eye's purpose in the UFC, is to be the next champion.
Well, let's talk about your matchup a little bit with Leslie Smith and what she brings to the table and what you're going to have to contend with as far as styles making fights and what are some of her strengths versus your strengths. Break this fight down a little bit from your standpoint and how you see it.
You know, Leslie is a durable fighter, and she's extremely tough. She's obviously in the UFC, and she's gotten where she is because she is a winner and because she knows how to fight. And every woman in the bantamweight division is a tough girl and is extremely talented. But, I mean, I'm just that much more talented. I mean, she's fast, I'm faster. I mean, she's strong, I'm stronger. You know, she's got a good ground game, but I've got a better one. You know, she's a decent striker, I'm the best striker. So, I mean, I give her nothing but respect, but, I mean, at this point, it's going to be about who's better to the punch and who's faster and who's more confident. And I just believe that person's me. I know it is. I mean, there's just no possible way that it can't be. So when I come out in this fight, I mean, against someone like her, it's 0 to 100. It's fast. It's out there to be the evil eye and go out there and just really dominate the fight. I mean, I fought in top-level girls like this before, and I've shown my tenacity, and I've shown my skill and my heart. This time it's just to show that I'm able to finish people.
Well, here's the thing. What has Dana said to you going forward? If you, the winner of this bout, where are they in the pecking order to get a shot at Ronda Rousey?
You know what? I enjoy being at the number six spot because that means every time I climb a little bit more on the step of that ladder, I take a look around, I enjoy my environment, I soak up the sun, and then I keep climbing one step at a time, because then when I do get to the top, I can say that I wasn't just given anybody. I beat everybody. I beat them single-handedly, one at a time. So I think Dana is just, you know what, seen me both in both of my fights and seen how well I've done and does have me as a winner, that he just wants to see me get back on a solid, good track. A couple wins gets me right in title shot.
You know, Dana likes to pay his bonuses out based on performances, and so far you haven't been able to do that. I would imagine that's a target of yours now this time around and going forward is, you know, let's earn some of that post-fight money and start fattening the wallet a little bit. It's got to be a good target for you to aim for.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I was off for 10 months. I didn't collect a paycheck for 10 months. Of course I want that bonus. You know, like, I that's all I'm looking for. And I've been on some of the best UFC cards, UFC 166, 170, you know, I'm on 180. I mean, all with a bunch of killers. I mean, me and Kaufman would have got it the first time had Diego Sanchez and Gilbert Melendez not had the best fight of their lives. You know, we would have ended up getting it. But this time I'm not leaving any room for other judgment than to say, as soon as that fight is over and they've seen me put her on her back, they're going to know. They're going to be like, Jessica deserves that. She deserves it. She worked her butt off. I can see it in her face. I can feel it in her presence.
give us some thoughts on some other fights on this card. And we're joined by Jessica Evil Eye. We're talking UFC 180. Talk about perhaps the main event, the five-round interim heavyweight title fight, and some of the other fights on this card that are going to light up Mexico City.
Yeah, you know what? There's the Ultimate Fighter, the finals are going to be on there. So I've gotten a chance to be around some of the guys while we've been cutting weight and doing some of our grocery runs. And it's really cool to see some of the guys, you know, and see how hard they work and just to see their attitudes. And obviously the main event is, you know, heavyweight contenders match. And I, you know, my teammate is Stipe Miocic, who will be fighting Junior Dos Santos. So it's kind of nice to be around the other heavyweights and kind of see what their game's like and to see what they're doing so that I can report back to my teammate and be like, man, you're going to be the next champion. You will be. Plus, Verdun seems like a really nice guy. And then and Hunt was having breakfast with Leslie Smith. So, I mean, if you run with the enemy, you are the enemy.
Well, there you go.
How would you like to tell her you're not taking out the garbage?
And there you go. What kind of vibe you getting from being down in Mexico City? You know, are the fans that you've run into being enthusiastic about things? Or are they really grasping the concept?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm pumped to be on the first Mexico card because, you know what, they're considering me and Leslie are the only two, you know, females on the card. They're going to remember us. They're going to remember these two girls that forever. They're always going to remember our names because it was the first UFC. So everyone has been super nice, and I definitely look like I'm a little Spanish, so I think people think I'm Spanish. So I think that they're like, oh, the little Spanish girl's here. So I've been kind of soaking up that aspect of it, even though I'm not.
Well, Jessica, it sounds like final one from me before we let you on. We're going to try and actually keep you on schedule here. Your training camp, you were talking about cutting weight, being down in Mexico the last couple of weeks, supermarket runs. I know a little bit about training camps. It's about peaking at the right time. If you peak too early, you leave your fight in camp. If you peak too late, you're ready to fight 2 weeks after the fight ended. How are we looking as far as peaking and being ready to roll?
I'm perfectly on time. I woke up this morning with my weight right on point. I mean, this is not a hard wake up for me. I didn't spend 10 months of just partying. I mean, it wasn't a vacation. It was 10 months of awesome dieting and just being ready for the moment whenever they said, Jessica, it's time again, that I was going to be on point. I was going to be on weight. And, you know, a part of the fight week is not about how hard you can make it with your weight cut. It should be dialing it down and just being ready on that day. So I'm peaking perfectly.
Jessica, we appreciate the couple minutes. Good luck. And, you know, we'll have you back on down the line. You're going to be somebody that's in the mixed martial arts eye for a long time to come.
You better believe it. And I look forward to talking to you guys again. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Crusher, thanks a lot. You have a great one. And good luck Saturday night.